Hello and welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 68, Contest Winners. On this show, I sometimes talk about Grace, and she is my guardian angel. And knitting, what have I been up to this week or the last couple of weeks? I've been knitting sloth. I finished that hat, and I have pictures of it up on my blog, gehinde.com/blog. As I mentioned on the blog, that one really hit a sweet spot for me. It's a hat that does take some doing to knit. There's a lot of complicated little bits to it. You've got these ridges going on to make the hat slouch over in the right way. You've got color work, stranded knitting going to make the feet of the sloth animal. You've got this interesting little bit where you're doing twisting stitches, knitting with one yarn and then back again, twist, knit with the other yarn, back again. And you have to twist on opposite sides to make both sides connect, so to get the angora ear flaps going. And then you go back to some I-cord to make the little strands that hang on both sides. There's a lot going on in the hat. It's not a basic, simple hat, but it's not so designer and so out there as to not be wearable. This is a totally subdued, wearable hat. The colors make it really something you can just walk out on a nice winter's day, and a totally normal, comfortable kind of a hat. So it does really fit both needs, and that really makes it a very, very cool hat. Of course, I managed to finish knitting it as we're in April, and there's no need for hats, but I'm told there'll be another winter. I'm promised. You can find out more about that particular project at theuniquesheep.com. Click on kits and scroll down and you'll find it there. And I'll link to it in the show notes directly. And I finished the socks from the sock flats, and that's a ladder sock pattern. I ended up cutting it to 6 inches and not knitting for the full 8 inches because I just thought that was too large for a sock. I like my socks at about 6 inches or less. So had a lot of fun with it. Blocking it didn't entirely take the crimp out of the yarn. I'm hoping wearing it for quite a bit will. But it plays nicely because of the way the color is dyed. It tends to be a more subdued, I would almost say a sherbet colored yarn as a result of it. Really nice. The coloring in it is just really what makes it. And of course the experience of just knitting from a pre-knit flat. That was a lot of fun. I have one to dye. I may try it again, but I'm not so sure. It's kinkiness remains. I just want to see what that does after a bunch of wearings and washings before I make a final decision on if I'm going to be playing with those again or not. I finished that test knit project, which I wish I could tell you about because it was insanely clever in the way it was designed, but I can't. And I sent it back, and I think it's going to be in the trunk show. So I think they're going to be showing it when they show the yarn and when they show off the pattern. It's going to be one of the samples knits. I'm kind of excited about that. And I was a bad little knitter. I cheated on my yarn diet, but I found a lace weight yarn that is 50% Kvyat and 50% Angora. And I found a scarf pattern that works in lace with this yarn. And I fell so absolutely in love that, well, diet? What diet? And I found something that I keep insisting to myself should not exist, but I couldn't resist buying it anyway. And that is Kvyat sock yarn. There's just something so odd about combining Kvyat and sock yarn. I mean, sock yarn is great, but socks wear out. Kvyat sock yarn. It should be fun. I'm going to give it a try and I'll let you know how it goes. On the needles right now, I have acrylic. Oh, it should be fair. It's an acrylic wool blend, mostly acrylic. I have a coworker who is expecting a baby, so I'm knitting a blanket. And this should be a tremendously simple project. It is your basic garter stitch with little stockinette blocks thrown in, but I have to drop down about 75 rows because for some reason I cannot possibly understand. I must have been drunk at the time. I managed to throw a purl stitch in the middle of the knit side of a stockinette block. How I forgot how to do stockinette, I do not know, but I'm going to be dropping this stitch down 75 rows and then picking it up properly. This should be a lesson in paying attention for me. And we had a contest last time, and it's been long enough, so I'm going to read the entries. I only got 3 entries, and I'm going to announce the winner. And like I said, I didn't really pick favorites on this one. I had 3 entries, so I got a 6-sided dice, and I assigned 2 numbers to each person and just rolled the dice. So I'm going to read all 3, and then I'm going to let you know who won. And the first one is from Katarina Tamburo. Please forgive me if I mess up anybody's names. I'm not good with names. And she says, "Hi, Ivy. I've been a longtime lurker and decided to send you a quick email with my angel story. My mom passed away a few years ago, and around the time of her death, she'd been spending a lot of time with her sister and 2 small nieces. Shortly after my mom's passing, my aunt, uncle, and the girls were going to church, Catholic, and were running late, so we were trying to quietly slip into the pew. My cousin, around 3 or 4 at the time, slid down the pew but didn't go all the way to the end, leaving a large space and wouldn't go any further. My aunt, uncle, and other cousin were all trying to fit in and sit down, and my aunt kept nudging her to scoot all the way down the pew. Finally, my aunt asked why she wouldn't scoot down, and my cousin replied, 'It's for Aunt Kit. She's here with us and wants you to know everything is okay.' My aunt happily sat a bit smushed for the rest of Mass. I believe that kids are missing many of the filters that adults have and see more than we do in our busy lives. And I know that even if I don't see her or hear her, my mom is my angel watching over me. So that's my story. Thanks for your podcast. And I really enjoy hearing your ideas and perspectives on belief. Katarina, a.k.a. Yarn Cat on Ravelry." Wow. That is, I agree totally. Kids do pick stuff up. Kids are aware of so many things, and wow. A second entry from Shannon Anderson. She asks, "Am I too late to enter the Hobbit contest? I'm catching up on your podcast right now, and Hobbit socks would make me insanely happy. Story. Okay, in military tech school, the divorce rate was 50 to 90% depending on who you asked. After dating for months, we decided to marry so we could go to Europe together. Everyone gave us a hard time except Sergeant Schoen, who said, 'You'll have beautiful children together,' and gave us the paper. I'd love to find her and let her know that we've been together 21 years now and show her the 3 beautiful children. Pictures at the website if you want to peek at the grown babies." And that website is www.weirdkids.com. Hey, anyone out there that knows a Sergeant Schoen, let her know that Shannon Anderson is looking for her to show pictures of her children. And the final one, a somewhat long one, is, I suppose, a reprint of a bit that ran 18 years ago in Cornell Review. And it's called "The First Snowfall" by Jane Liebach. The idea appealed to this teenage dreamer in me, so I made an appointment with my guardian angel, agreeing that we 2 would go for a walk together during the first snowfall, just the 2 of us. We'd spent a long time and really enjoy ourselves. I've been talking to my guardian for a couple of years at that point, mostly me, an excitable high schooler, chatting about cute guys, spiritual things I didn't understand, and daydreams, but sometimes I sense that he responded. He seemed to agree to the first snowfall idea. My first year away at college had been a terrible adjustment, and I felt spiritually adrift, alone, and isolated from my past. Reconnecting with a long walk would be just the contact I needed. All October, I found my mind wandering ahead, noting the least traveled paths to plan where we would go, how I would dress, and what I would say to him as we crisscrossed campus. Taking notes in class, I covered my margins with reminders. For snowfall, I felt deathly afraid that sometime in January, I would remember that I had something important to do in November. I was an idealist. It would snow all day. I would return from dinner with my friends. I would quietly excuse myself and disappear into my room. Returning in my long wool coat and carrying my umbrella, we would stroll through the crystal cold with the snow crunching under my feet, but otherwise hushing the sounds of a world buried indoors. The very first snowfall came, of course, on a weekend when I visited a snowless home. Walking from gate 1 to the waiting airport, I thought to the angel, "Not much of a walk, is it? And he promised me the next. And I promised him the next. A few weeks later, snow fell in the morning and had blown away by the time classes ended. Frustrated by now, I swore that we would walk during the next snowfall, even if I had to kill someone. The next Tuesday, murder was the last thing on my mind as I left Baker 200, the site of my chemistry 207 midterm I had done miserably. But it's all right, I said to myself, trying to quell the shaking. A test can be failed, a course can be retaken, a major can be changed, and a college can be left. The next morning, I would board a bus to go home for Thanksgiving break. I still needed to pack. Maybe I shouldn't bother returning. As I crunched my way home through the new snow, our appointment came into my thoughts. Oh, Angel, I thought, tonight you deserve better, and this mood will only end up annoying you. I kept thinking about our walk, though, so I assented. Per the plan, I returned to my dorm, put away my pencils and calculator, and changed into the good coat and departed into the cold. At first, I complained to him about my chemistry, and then said all of college was too large a challenge. I walked quickly, abandoning the images of a leisurely stroll along a snow-dusted path, dark with my own woes. My first snowfall walk had become an obligation, something I no longer did for either my guardian angel or myself, just a chore I followed through because I said I would, like homework, like college, like a midterm in a course I was failing. The wind bit bitterly. The path I had chosen was dark, winding, and stony. I hunched my head to glare at the ground. Everything was going wrong. Reaching the top of the hill, I decided that I fulfilled the obligation and could return. I had 100 things to do before I could get to bed, and now I could get them started. That's when I realized that while I was walking, I had forgotten about my guardian angel. Closing my eyes, I apologized. "What am I doing to you?" I asked, wishing I could change the whole night, be far away, just not think any longer. "I'm about to give up, Angel. I don't think I can keep on like this." Hands jammed in my pockets, I bit my lip. That's when I looked at the moon and saw it was beautiful, simply a sliver in the sky. Far distant from the dorm lights and highways and human struggles, I looked up for a very long time. Inhaling the cold air, I breathed chilled life into my lungs, aware in an instant of just how much surrounded me. Here I stood, hearing distant voices, sensing laughter and camaraderie, seeing a family pack their son's belongings into the car, smelling the blankness, snow leaves in the air. In 2 days, it will be Thanksgiving, said my guardian angel. Thank you, I said, and meant it. That one is very sweet, very cute. And next time you go out for a snow walk with your guardian angel, you can wear the wool hand-knit socks with the yarn that you won in our little angel story contest. Your number came up, the lucky one, Jane. So just send me your address, and I will get that out to you early next week. Congratulations. I just wanted to call out one thing before I close this week, and that is over at the Writing Cast, I have an interview this week with author Karina Fabian, the author of Magic, Mensa, and Mayhem, and it is a really cool fantasy story told from the point of view of a dragon that serves in the fairy Catholic Church and the nun who is his sidekick. It is really cool. It is really funny. And she gives a really good interview. She was a lot of fun to interview. So I encourage you to check it out and to check out her story. You can find her at fabianspace.com or find out about the dragon, the nun, and the fairy Catholic Church at dragonseyepi.com. Just wanted to get the word out about that one because it is a really cool story. That should wrap us up for this week. Until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.